Today's class will be given by His Grace Hari Parshad Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to speak on the topic of glories of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for joining this session and giving your valuable association and time Prabhuji and enlightening on the topic of glories of Srimati Radharani. Thank you so much Prabhuji. I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much Mataji for kindly inviting me here for this special Sri Radhashtami session of the Bhakti Sangha Jagpa group, and I am especially very thankful to His Grace Ajay Govinda Prabhu and Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji, at whose home I am here and recording this session of Bhakti Sangha Jagpa group. I wish all of you devotees a very, very happy and joyous Sri Radhashtami. And besides Sri Radhashtami, today is the appearance day of another great personality, which we will see in our document. So, before we begin this session, I hope that the document has been shared with all of you and that all of you have the document of the glories of Sri Radha in front of you so that we can begin our session on the glories of Srimati Radharani. We will begin with our standard practice of Mangalacharan. Most of us know these verses already, so kindly repeat along with me. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasvishe Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radhashtami Tithi ki jai, Srimati Radharani ki jai. So dear devotees, we are beginning with our special session on the glories of Srimati Radharani. And I hope that all of you have the document in front of you. So I would like to begin by reading a quote from Srila Prabhupada. And this quote by Srila Prabhupada is given on the second page of the document, as all of you can see. The first page has a painting of Srimati Radharani, and the second page has a quote by Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada is saying, In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is never to be found by becoming a great scholar of the Vedic literatures. But he is very easily approachable through his pure devotee. In Vrindavan, all the pure devotees pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani is a tender-hearted feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees. And once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. The conclusion is, therefore, that one should be more serious about seeking the mercy of the devotee than that of the Lord directly. And by once doing so, that is by the goodwill of the devotee, the natural attraction for the service of the Lord will be revived. Purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 3rd chapter, 23rd verse. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, dear devotees, it's such a nice purport in which Srila Prabhupada is explaining how, in order to attain the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna, it is very important to attain the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Because in this world today, there are many people who are trying to attain happiness, but they want to attain happiness without any conception of God or God's energy within that happiness. So, dear devotees, there is a Sanskrit poet who has made fun of such a concept of happiness. Because in the modern world, people want happiness. People want that all their misery should end. But people do not want to have any presence or any acknowledgement of God or of God's energy such as Srimati Radharani. So a devotee poet has composed a very nice verse. And all of us can see this verse in the document that I have shared with you. I will sing this verse. You can try to sing with me. Yada charma vadakasham veshta ishyanti manava tada devam avigyaya dukhasyanto bhavishyati. The devotee poet says, yada, whenever, at whatever point of time in the future of human beings, charma vad akasham veshta ishyanti manava. Manava, whenever human beings veshta ishyanti will be able to fold, what will they be able to fold? Akasham, the sky. How? Charmavat, like a leather wallet. So the day when human beings will be able to fold the entire sky like a leather wallet and put it into their pockets, sada devam avijyaya dukha syantu, that day, without any God, all miseries will end. The day on which human beings are able to successfully fold the sky like a leather wallet into their pockets, on that very day, all their miseries will end without any presence of the Lord. In other words, the poet wants to say that since it is impossible for humans to fold the sky like a leather wallet and put it into their pockets, similarly, it is impossible for human beings to try to become happy without acknowledging the presence of God or without acknowledging the presence of God's energy, Srimati Radharani, in their life. So, as I said, today is not only the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, today is also the appearance day of one of Srimati Radharani's dearmost sakhi. Her name is Srimati Vishakha Devi. Besides Radha Ashtami, today is also Vishakha Ashtami, which is appearance day of Vishakha Devi. And all of us celebrate appearance day of Srimati Radharani, but many of us may not be knowing that today Srimati Vishakha Devi also appeared. And I don't say this without any Shastra Praman. I will quote the appropriate Shastra, which tells us how Srimati Vishakha Devi appears on the same day. I have quoted a verse just below this verse, and all of us can see this verse is from a literature called as Radha Krishna Ganodesh Deepika. Deepika means a lamp, and Uddesh means purpose, and Gana Uddesh means what is the purpose of the associates, of whose associates? Radha Krishna. So Radha Krishna Gana means the associates of Radha and Krishna. Uddesh, what is their purpose, their details of their life? Deepika. This book is like a small lamp which illuminates all these facts. So the Radha Krishna Ganodesh Deepika is a small booklet composed by Srila Rupa Goswami. In this booklet, Srila Rupa Goswami has written the following verse. Vishakhatra dvitiya syad ekachara gunavrata priya sakhya janiryatra tatraishabhyutita kshane. He says Vishakha atra dvitiya syad. Vishakha is the second closest Sakhi of Srimati Radharani. She is the second closest Sakhi of Srimati Radharani. And this second closest Sakhi of Srimati Radharani, it says that she is equal to Srimati Radharani in all regards. The verse says that she has the same qualities, she has the same features. It says that ek achar means she has the same behavior, same mood, guna, she has the same qualities, vrata, and she takes the same vows that Srimati Radharani takes. For example, if Srimati Radharani will take a vow to satisfy Surya Dev, the sun god, then Vishakha Devi will also take that same vow. So, ek achar, same behavior, ek guna, same quality, ek vrata. And they are having the same vows. And then he says, priya sakhya janir yatra, when her priya sakhi, when Vishakha's priya sakhi, that is when Srimati Radharani janir yatra, when she was born, when she appeared, tatra esha abhyudita kshane, at that very moment, Vishakha was born. So, the moment at which Srimati Radharani appeared in this world, at the same moment, Vishakha Devi also appeared within this world. So, we can say that Vishakha Devi is a twin. So to say, not twin in the sense that born from the same mother, twin in the sense that she is born at the exact same time as Srimati Radharani. So, not only is today the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, but today is also the appearance day of Sri Vishakha Devi. So, Sri Vishakha Sakhi Ki Jai. So, now let's move ahead. Because if we want to understand Srimati Radharani, we have to understand one thing today. In this age and day, it is very difficult to understand a very esoteric subject matter as the glories of Srimati Radharani. If somebody were to ask me what to call today's age, because previously we have had the Iron Age, we have had the Copper Age, the Age of Iron, Age of Copper. In Europe we had the Age of Renaissance. The Renaissance was the age when all the artists and, you know, all forms of arts greatly developed in Europe. So today's age can be called as the Age of Distraction. Because today this one thing is very prominent in each and every one of our lives, that is distraction. And all of us are bombarded in all directions by so many via mediums of connections to other people that it is impossible to remain. What Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Vyavasayatmika Buddhi means one pointed intelligence. But it is very important for us to have this one-pointed intelligence if we want to understand who is Srimati Radharani and what are her glories. So dear devotees, before we begin hearing about Srimati Radharani, I would request all of you to, within your mind, give up all other variations of distractions that are around us. And by giving all these distractions up, by giving up all the worries, by giving up all the anxieties and surrendering them unto the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, at least let us give this one and a half hour today to one-pointedly studying her glory, to one-pointedly understanding her mood, so that once we understand her mood and her glory, our day will be successful. At least once in the day, it is somebody's appearance day, so it should not reduce to a mere ritual. That every year there is Radhashtami, so this year also there is Radhashtami. We'll have a nice social gathering and we'll cook nice prasadams 12 o'clock and yes, let's break the fast. Jai Shri Radhe. And like every year we have a social gathering. So we should try to do something beyond a social gathering. We should try to take an interest into who is Srimati Radharani and what is her mood. Because if we want her to take an interest in our personal life, we should also take a certain interest in her personal life. For this, it is very important that we give up all other sources of distraction and one-pointedly try to understand who she is and what is her mood. So, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said in his writings, especially he has said in Govinda Lilamritam, that Sri Radhika Radhikaiva, that there is no comparison to Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani can be compared only to herself. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Gunair Ati Bari Yati. She is topmost in her qualities, in all the Shaktis or all the female companions of Lord Sri Krishna. Srimati Radharani stands out as the topmost due to her excellent qualities. There are so many qualities of her and we have only 1 hour. That too, 15 minutes have already passed. So, I have to do some justice to some of her qualities. So today I will try to touch on one or two of her qualities and modes so that at least we get an entry and introduction into who Srimati Radharani is and what her mood is. My Shiksha Guru Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, he always said one thing, that the relationship of Srimati Radharani and Krishna is like a flowing river. And every flowing river has two banks. One bank is the embankment of union and another is the embankment of separation. So the relationship is like a river which flows between these two banks, union and separation. Unless there is separation, there is no point of both of them meeting. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Na vina vipralambhena sambhoga pushti masana. That without separation, vipralambha, the meeting does not become tasteful. Every good relationship is a combination of two factors. One is separation and one is union. And we can see this in any relationship, even in the material world. When we are separated from somebody, immediately their value increases. And as soon as we are united with them, no matter it may be the greatest personality in the world, it may also be Srila Prabhupada. How much we remember Srila Prabhupada when he is not present between us. But imagine if Srila Prabhupada were to stay with us for each and every day of our lives, then we may not be valuing Prabhupada so much as we value him in separation. So, amongst these two banks, the bank of separation and the bank of union, we are very much interested in the embankment of separation. Because this embankment of separation is very much appreciated by the devotee poets. Why is it so much appreciated? So I give a worldly example. In India, where I stay in Mumbai, there is a big music industry, there is a big movie industry which is known as Bollywood. And this Bollywood, they produce two types of songs. One is happy songs and one is sad songs. And if any of us has listened to happy songs as well as sad songs, we know that the demand for sad songs is much greater than the demand for happy songs. In Hindi, it is called as Dukh Bhare Geet. And people love Dukh Bhare Geet or sad songs. Now, somebody may ask, at one this point, somebody should say, wait here, sir, hello, just 1 minute. If the purpose of life is to become happy, why do you want to listen to sad songs? Why do you take interest in sad songs? So they will simply experience something within our heart that we cannot experience in a happy song. In a sad song, we experience something within our heart. Although it is painful, that pain is very much relishable. And they can't, it's inexplicable how that pain is relishable. And because that pain is more relishable than the joy of union, therefore songs of separation are considered to be much more in demand than songs of union. So, dear devotees, this fact extends to the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, separation is not like the separation in the material world. In the spiritual world, separation is not a permanent affair. We have to understand this thing. Just like union is temporary, similarly, separation is also temporary. And the water flows from one bank to the other bank. The water flows in a zigzag way between these two banks, union and separation. But we have to understand how, when Srimati Radharani appeared in this world, although Krishna was externally separated from her, because Krishna was far away in Gokul, and she was in her birthplace, which is Raval, and she used to stay in Varsana. So Krishna was far away externally, but external separation is internal union, and external union is internal separation. Sometimes we are externally separated from a person, but that person is always within our heart. And sometimes we are externally united with a person. We are talking to them. And while talking to them, we are checking our thoughts and say, yes, how are you? Are you fine? Yes, I am also doing fine. So externally we are united, but internally we may be separated. So external union leads to internal separation, and external separation leads to internal union. Srimati Radharani, though externally she was separated from Krishna at the time of birth, when she was born, but within her heart there was always Krishna. And many Vaishnava acharyas say that she only opened her eyes after she got the first touch from the hands of Lord Krishna. Now, when Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, they grew up, what is the first time when they got to see each other? Now, as we know, in Vrindavan, Krishna was just around 8 or 9 years old, and Srimati Radharani was 1 year younger to him. So, this is the time when they first got to see each other. And at that point of time is what is known as Purva Rag, or their first budding love for each other. Now, this Purva Rag, some of us might have had a material version of this, experienced a material version of this in our lives. So, in our childhood, if we remember the first attraction that we ever had to somebody, and you know, we say, oh, I really like this girl, but I don't know why, I really like her. And some girl may say, I really like this girl. I don't know why, you know, but I can't explain why I like. And the attraction is so spontaneous and so natural, and there is no physical element to the attraction. It's just a very mental attraction for each other. It is called as Purva Rag. But because there is a big gap between both parties, the lover and beloved cannot meet with each other because there are social restrictions which prevent them from meeting each other. Therefore, the very first stage when Srimati Radharani and Krishna, they see each other, is when they are separated. That is Purva Rag. Purva Rag is the first stage of separation. When they are seeing each other through the corners of their eyes, you know, she has seen him. Far distance I saw him.
And who's that boy? You know, so she has seen him, but she never got to know him in detail. And what she has only heard about him from some sources, who is Krishna, Ananda Maharaj's son. So she has seen him and she is very curious about him, very curious. And this curiosity and excitement, and at the same time, the inability to meet in person and freely ask the other person who you are. This, dear devotees, is known as Purvaraj. Now, if some of us are fortunate enough to have experienced a material version of this in our lives, then we have some idea of what is Purvaraj. But those of us who have not experienced any such thing, we can try to experience the original spiritual version of Purvaraj by reading Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali and what was Srimati Radharani's mood when she first saw Krishna. Today is Radhashtami. Today we should open the floodgates. We should have some nice katha. Dear devotees, please don't shy away from such katha. This katha will save our life at the time of death. So dear devotees, today is a very good occasion. If not today, then when? Throughout the year, we may not touch such topics. But at least today, we should have a brief introduction to such topics. Therefore, I pray at each and every one of your lotus feet that I am taking up this task of trying to explain some of these verses. But it is not up to my qualification to try and explain and release these verses. But still, Srila Rupa Goswami will be pleased if all of us devotees, as a group, as a congregation, try to release this particular pastime. As an individual, I may be faulty, but I have faith in the congregation. As a congregation, let us try to release these verses, dear devotees. Let's see the first verse, which is there. Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, verse number 159. The author is Sarva Vidya Vinod. Sarva Vidya Vinodanam. The meter is Vasanta Tilakam. Vasanta Tilakam is the same meter as Brahma Samhita. So we will try to sing this verse in the Vasanta Tilakam meter. I will sing it. All of you can try to sing along with me. He says,
Indivarodasahodaramedurashri Vasodravat कनकवृन्दनिबन्दधान आमुक्तमौक्तिकमनोहरहारभक्षा कोऽयं युवा जगदनङ्गमयं करोति.
सो दिस् इस् अ स्टेट्मेण्ट् बै श्रीमती राधारानी एण्ड् श्रीमती राधारानी इस् स्पीकिङ्ग् संथिङ्ग् टु हर् फ्रेण्ड् हर् सखी. Now these sakhis are usually vayasya. Vayasya means they are of the same age as Srimati Radharani. Srila Rupa Goswami has categorized all sakhis or all friends of Srimati Radharani into three categories, three broad categories. The first is vayasya. Vayasya means contemporaries or those who are of equal age. Second is dasi. Dasi means those who are servants, maybe younger in age. And third is duti. Duti means messenger. They may be older in age also. So there are three categories of Srimati Radharani's friends. So one is vayasya, contemporary. One is dasi, who may be contemporary or may be younger. And third is duti. Duti is messenger, who carries messages. Now somebody may ask, what is the importance of having duti or messenger? In today's age, we have WhatsApp messenger. The message is immediately delivered. But there is a big difference in delivering a message through a duti and delivering a message through a medium such as WhatsApp. Why? Because when you are not confident enough to speak directly to the person whom you love, you employ what is known as a duti, dut or duti. A dut is a person who is common friends to both parties and who can muster up the strength to take a message from one person and deliver it to another person. Now, with dutas or with messengers, many other humorous events can take place.
Sometimes the messenger gives a completely different message.
That's the biggest difference.
Yes, and sometimes the messenger or the duti herself falls in love with Krishna. So, you know, this leads to a lot of humorous situations, and it is for this reason that we need the culture of dutis or lady messengers in the spiritual world. So, let's see what Srimati Radharani is saying to Sati. She says, Indivar Udara Sahodara Medura Shreer. She is describing Lord Krishna. She says to her Sati, have you seen Indivar? Indivar is a bluish colored flower. Now, I have shown this flower in the image above. So, this is a heart shaped form. This flower is known as Indivar. Many times this term Indivar is incorrectly translated as blue lotus. So Indivar is not blue lotus here. Indivar refers to this pickerel weed, blue colored, false heart shaped pickerel weed flower. So all of you can see Indivar. And she says, Indivara Sahodara. So Indivara Udara. Can you see in Udara means the central part of that Indivar flower. Can you see in the central part of that Indivar flower, there are some filaments coming out from that flower. Sahodara means just like that. Medura means beautiful, and Shri means his elegance. So he appeared to me as elegant as the filament of an Indivar flower. Now, if you can see, I have shown you an image of two Indivar flowers. And if you can see the flower on the left-hand side, if you can see one of the filaments is partially bluish above and partially golden below. You can see that filament closely. This is how Krishna appeared to her. Because he is wearing a golden-colored dhoti and his body is bluish-colored on the top. So this is a precise description of how Krishna appeared to her. So his bodily hue, his bodily beauty appeared to her like this. Indivara, Udara means the filament, and Sahodara means just like that. Medura means very sweet. Shri means beauty. Very sweet beauty appeared like this. Okay. Vaso. How was his vaso? Vaso means how was his clothes, how was the cloth that he was wearing? She says, Dravat Kanaka Vrinda Nibham. Dravat means molten, Kanaka means gold, Vrinda means lot of gold, Nibham, it was just like that. It was like a big collection of molten gold, Dadhana. He was wearing that golden colored Pitambar. Anything else? Anukta Mauktika. He was having Mauktika, he was having this pearl necklace. And how was the pearl necklace? It was not like the necklace which ISKCON devotees wear, very tight around their neck. It is Amukta, it is very loosely hanging. Amukta Mauktika, it is very loosely hanging. Manohar Hara Vakshaha, it is very enchanting necklace. Vakshaha, and this necklace is decorating his chest. So that chest is very attractive to me. And she says in the final line, Koyam Yuva. Who is this young boy? Jagat Anangamayam Karuti. Now she has described the Anga or the body of Krishna. And she says this Anga makes the entire world full of Ananga. Anga and Ananga. Ananga means he who has no body. Now, who is Ananga? Ananga refers to Cupid. Because Cupid earlier had a body until he tried to mess around with Lord Shiva. And once he messed around with Lord Shiva ensured that Cupid becomes Ananga or without a material body. So, Koyam Yuva, who is this boy who has such a nice body? Jagat Ananga Mayam Karuti. He makes the entire world full of Cupid. So
for her, the entire world appears to be full of love. Who is this boy who is making my entire world full of love? Wherever I go, I am seeing only love. I see only romance in the air. Who is this boy whose anger has made the entire world ananda for me? Another meaning, who is this boy whose anger makes the entire world ananda or without material body? So the entire world loses their material bodies and attains spiritual bodies. So there is, the poet has expertly hidden a dual meaning within the verse, which is not obvious when we read it for the first time. Oyam yuva jagat anangamayam kar. Who is this young man? This is Srimati Radharani's first sight of Lord Shri Krishna, which is technically known as Purvarag. I hope all of us can now start to gradually relish what is, you know, the feeling within our heart. Dear devotees, very important to relish these feelings. Very important. Why? We say it is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But if neither Krishna nor Radha are within our consciousness, then how can we say that we are members of International Society for Krishna Consciousness? At the last moment of our lives, these things should be within our consciousness. Imagine passing away, leaving our body, meditating on this verse. Can we imagine ourselves at the last moment of our lives? We are thinking, Koyam yuva jagadananda mayam karoti. Oh my goodness, that will be the perfection of our lives. To pass away from this world thinking of Purvarag. So, somebody may say, but she is being experienced by Srimati Radharani. You are not supposed to experience this. Yes, very correct. This is her experience and she is narrating. But we are supposed to sympathize with her. We are supposed to empathize with her. This is our function here. We are not simply reader, so nice verse, nice sanskrit composition, poet was has employed a nice meter. We are supposed to empathize with Srimati Radharani, sympathize with her more. Because that is what she needs. A person who is in distress, they need all the empathy and sympathy in this world. And this is why we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas are here. You know, when Srimati Radharani appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had only one request for everybody, that day and night you chant this mantra for me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Because I have a big loan to pay off. He had taken a big loan. He had stolen Radha Prem. Basically, it is Krishna who has stolen. And it's not easy to pay back a loan. Suppose I take a loan of $1,000,000. And if I am the only one paying it back, it's very difficult. If I ask Ajay Govind Popoli, can you chip in, you know, $100 per month? Ajay Govind Popoli says, yes, why not? So then some other Prabhu says, yes, I will also chip in. So this is like they are sympathizing with my condition and they are helping me out in paying back my loan. So then we have to similarly do the same with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sadhak, and as a siddha we have to do the same with Srimati Radharani. This is what our function as a Gaudiya Vaishnava is. In this body we are sadhakas. Sadhaka means we are having a body within the material world, a material body. So this material body within the material world is the body of a sadhaka. Through this body we serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Hare Krishna. But within our heart we are supposed to develop another body, which Prabhupada used to call as our Swarup, Swarup Siddhi. Prabhupada said, one day we should all have Swarup Siddhi. Now this is called as Siddha Deha. Siddha Deha means one should have a perfected body within Godok Vrindavan. Now that Siddha Deha, who are we supposed to serve in that body? So we are supposed to serve Srimati Radharani in that particular body. So Seva Sadhaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena. Seva is through Sadhaka, the body of a Sadhaka and the body of a Siddha. So we will find Narottam Das Thakur also singing that. One time he is saying that Mosama Patita Prabhu Naye Prabhu Vane.
or what we see that we sing in the morning about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what song is that? We say Hari Hari Bikole Janama Govain, Manushya Janama Bhaiya Radha Krishna Namajiya Daniya Shunya Vishakhain. Now one moment he is lamenting that I have wasted my human life. And then immediately after a few songs he says, Radha Krishna Pran Mora Jugala Kishore Jivana Mara Nigatiya Kalindira Kule Kili Kadam Berava. And then so somebody may ask Narottam Das, hello, hello, just one minute. Huh? Can I have your attention for 1 minute, Narottam Das? Just now you said that you have wasted your human life. And now you are suddenly decorating the kunja and you are making Radha and Krishna Sita on a swing and you are. So Narottam Das Thakur will say, because the songs are written in two modes. One is the mood of a sadhaka, one is the mood of a siddha. And he is transitioning between these two states of existence. Because he has already attained his siddha swarup. So for him to write such songs is no problem at all. But for us, we can at least sympathize with one of those songs. And we can have a desire at least that someday I will also have one for me. Spiritual world. Maybe very insignificant, servant of servant of servant of Sri Rup Manjari. But I will have some form within the spiritual world. And it's very bona fide and nice to have such a desire. Now somebody may say, but ISKCON, in our ISKCON society, is it bona fide and allowed to think something like that? So my reply to all of this query, it is very much bona fide. In fact, in the morning when we are singing Tulsi Arti, all of us are singing, one new devotee is singing. Ei Nivedana Dharu Sakhir Anugat Karo. Seva Adhikarye Karo Nija Dasi. Even the Das is singing Karo Nija Dasi. Which means the Das is also thinking that in the spiritual world let me become a Dasi. Now all the ISKCON devotees, including the person who is very new, in the morning they are all singing that. Can you believe it? They are all saying that Morai Abhilas Vilas Kunje Diyo Vaas. What are they asking? I will just stop this. It's not for everybody. But the fact is that Srila Prabhupada made it for everybody, because Prabhupada understands also that sooner or later we all have to aim for that which we were meant to aim for. It has to happen sooner or later. So, dear devotees, I hope that you were able to relish this verse. Let's move ahead into the next verse. There are some images, and below that image, there is a verse, Kasyachit. Kasyachit means, this verse is by an anonymous author. Vasanta Tilakam, same meter as previous verse, which is the meter of Brahma Samhita. I will sing this verse, please repeat along with me. Bruvalli Tandava Kalama Durarana Shri Kanke Likora Kakaram Dipakarna Puraha Koyam Navina Nikashopala Tulya Vesho Vamshi Ravena Sakimama Vashikaroti. You can see in the last line, Srimati Radharani is saying, Sakhi. Dear friend, again she is speaking to somebody who is Vayasya, somebody who is of the same age. So, we are supposed to listen to what she is saying and we are supposed to sympathize. Yes. What is she saying to her Sati? She is saying, she has seen some person from a distance she saw. Who is that person she is describing? Now we are supposed to draw this painting on our heart. We are supposed to release this. Saying, Bhruvalli. Bhruvalli means eyebrows, both eyebrows, they are known as Bhruvalli. So Bhru means actually eyebrow and Valli means creeper. So his eyebrow is like a creeper. So Bhruvalli, his eyebrows, Tandava Kala, were dancing around. When were his eyebrows dancing around? When he had closed his eyes and he was playing the flute. Can you see Lord Krishna within your heart, closing his eyes, rapidly playing on the flute, and his eyebrows are making a Tandav dance, they are dancing around. Bhruvalli is like a flute player who is engaged in playing his flute so rapidly
and in such high notes that those notes are actually coming out through his eyebrows. Can you see that within your heart? When a flute player expertly plays a flute and he's playing the notes on the flute, but the eyebrows sing the same thing. So that is called as Bruvalli Tandava Kala. So this is the art of making the eyebrows dance in a Tandava dance. Madhuranana, his anana, his face is Madhura. I saw his face was very beautiful because his eyebrows were dancing to the tune of his flute. This was his beauty. Okay, something else. She says, Kankeli Kauraka Karambita Karana Pura. There is anupras or alliteration in this line of the alphabet Ka. Kankeli Kauraka Karambita Karana Pura. If we see how many times K, the letter K has been repeated, we see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times it has been repeated in the same line. So this is technically known as Vritti Anupras. Vritti Anupras means where there is no limit on the repetition. The poet can repeat as many times as he wants. So, Kankeli Kauraka Karambita Karana Pura. Not only in the first line, the eyebrows were dancing. In the second line, the words are dancing on our tongue. So, what is Kankeli? Kankeli is the Ashoka flower. Now, many of us might not have seen Ashoka flowers because in the 21st century, we have stopped observing nature. So, when we go out, we rarely ask each other, you know, what tree is this, which flower is this. We stopped, this culture has been long lost from all of us. Even when we are taking a morning walk, we are asking, you know, what's the latest news, what did Donald Trump say, what did, you know, the Democratic Party respond. Instead of observing nature, that's what morning walks are for. Morning walks are meant for observing nature. But instead of observing nature, we speak about the same old trash which we have left at home. So, sometimes we should observe nature. Today, because we are sitting in front of our computers and mobile phones, so at least we can make a good use of the bad bargain. I got an image of the Ashoka flower. So if you scroll up, you will see this beautiful Ashoka flower. Can you see the Ashoka flower in front of you, dear devotees? This is Kankeli. This is Ashoka flower. Now, this Ashoka flower, it says Kankeli. And it says Koraka. Now, Ashoka flower has Koraka. Koraka means it has a center filament. Can you see that center filament of the Ashoka flower, yellowish colored filament? So that is Koraka. And Karambita, he had used it as a decoration. Karanapuraha, around his ears. So his ears were all decorated with flowers, and in those flowers, between two flowers in the string, there was this filament of Ashoka tree. So sometimes these filaments are used as fillers between two flowers when they make a garland. So his entire ear garland, so the entire garland around his head and his ear was studded with these Kankeli Koraka, with these filaments of Ashoka. Karanapura. Karanapura means ear ornament. Poyam. He says, who is this? Naveena Nikasha Upalatulya Vesho. Whose body, whose entire appearance, whose Vesha is like Naveena Nikasha. What is Nikasha? Nikasha is that black stone which is used for testing gold. I have shown you a Nikasha above. And you see a Nikasha. This is a black stone. It is known as a gold man's stone. Some people call it a philosopher's stone. But it is a gold testing stone on which you traditionally they would rub gold, and genuine gold will leave some marks on it. So the stone itself is blackish in color. So Naveena Nikasha, he is saying his entire appearance, his body is like Naveena Nikasha. Naveena means with no signs of any other color, just that blackish colored body. Nikashopalakulyavesha. Vamshi Ravena, through his Vamshi flute, through his flute, Ravena, through the sound of his flute, Sakhimam Avashi Karoti. He is making me lose all control of my life. I am losing all control of my life and nothing is going well for me ever since the day I have heard the Vamshi flute. Because he is a very beautiful flute player. It is said that Krishna plays his flute when he wants to attract Srimati Radharani, especially he will play the flute in Pancham Swar, in the fifth note. So there are total seven notes. Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha and Ni. These are the seven notes of the musical alphabet. And in this musical notation, Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa. Pa is known as Pancham Swar, the fifth note. So, this fifth note, if we want to hear in nature, where can we hear the fifth note in nature? So, it is said by Acharyas of music that when the koel is cuckoo, when she coos loudly, and that cooing of the cuckoo is nature's way of imitating Pancham Swar or the fifth note. So it is Karun Swar, it is a piteous cry. Fifth note is a very piteous cry. So it is as if the lover is crying out for his beloved. And when Krishna plays this fifth note, Pancham Swar, Srimati Radhanani says, Avashi Karoti. It is making me lose all control of my life. I don't know what is happening to me. So dear devotees, this is Purvaraj. Purvaraj is the condition of madness which has arisen in Srimati Radharani. Okay. See, it's already 11:50 and we have only, I bought so many verses and I thought, you know, like a brave man, I will be able to cross over the ocean of all these verses. But once we dive into the ocean, you know, we realize how insignificant and small we are and how great these verses are in front of us. We don't have any other, you know, we don't have an expert acharya with us like Rupa Goswami who will catch our hand and say, I will teach you how to release these verses. And I am like a blind man. I am holding a stick with me and I am trying to hit somewhere. If any fruit falls from a tree, then it will be my good fortune. So this is what I am trying to do. Without much help, I am trying to recite these verses. So there may be many faults in my recitation, but at least, you know, blind uncle is better than no uncle. Better to have a blind uncle than no uncle. Okay, let's move ahead, dear devotees. Satyachit Shikharini. Next verse is Shikharini Meter. Satyachit is anonymous author. Srimati Radharani is speaking about how Lord Krishna gradually took over each and every one of her senses. Like we have five senses in our body. So Lord Krishna gradually took over each and every one of her five senses and has now completely maddened her. She is not able to think of anything else. Let's see what she says. This is Shikharini means Shikharini refers to a small hill. Shikhar means a big hill, a big hill top. Shikharini is a small hill top. Shikharini also means, another meaning of Shikharini is sharbat, or we call in French, I think it's called sorbet, or you know, juice, very favored juice, we call Shikharini. So let's see what this Shikharini is trying to tell us. This meter is Shikharini, it says, Puro nila jyotna tadanu megha nadi parimala tato nila venu kvanitamanu kanchi kalarava tato vidyudvalli valaita chamakalalahari Taranga lavan
अन्यं तदनु सहजानं उदरा.
She says, Puro, at first, from a far distance, Neela Jyotsna. She said, I saw a bluish light, very attractive bluish light. Now, if somebody wants to see a attractive bluish light in the material world, because this bluish light, dear devotees, is not the color of Krishna. The blue which is available in the material world is not the color of Krishna. But in the material world, there is an approximation of that color. Because some devotees saying he is like a dark blue cloud. Some say he is like a radiant blue jewel. Now somebody asks, exactly what is the shade of Krishna's color? If I give you a RGB, red, green and blue code, can you tell me exactly what is the shade of Krishna? What is the red, green and blue shade for those of us who understand computers? What is the RGB color code of Krishna? So there is no RGB color code of Krishna, dear devotees, because this color is not a color of the material world. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary to Brahma Samhita, says the color blue found in the material world is not the color of Krishna. This is what he very clearly says. So what we have are approximations filtered down through the material world so that our material senses can appreciate something about Krishna. What we are hearing about right now is not the exact color. But still the poets have, you know, boiled it down for us so that we can understand what is Krishna's color. If you want to see in the material world, there is a very attractive color, which is deep bluish color. And sometimes there are some people in the material world who are attracted to one type of music. This music is called as trance music because it puts you in trance. It is said it puts you in trance. And these people who play trance music, these people like one color very much, that is electric blue color. And it is considered to be, electric blue is the color of trance music. So, as soon as they are playing trance music, they will have this electric blue color everywhere. And they try to, because this electric blue color is most attractive to the eyes. So, this is what happens in the material world. So we can imagine in the spiritual world, behind the kadamba tree, Puro Neela Jyotsna, I saw an electric blue color. So first and foremost, my eyes were attracted. Tad Anu, and after that, following which, Tad Anu means following which, Mriganabhi Parimalas. I got that Parimal. Parimal means the fragrance of Mriganabhi. Mriganabhi means of musk, because musk is called as Mriganabhi. Musk is something which is traditionally obtained from a deer. So, at first I saw a very attractive electric blue lightning color. And then, suddenly, this scent of musk, pure musk, attracted my nose. Then what happened? Tato lila venu kvanitam. And immediately, there was lila venu kvanita. Immediately, my ears were attracted to this playing of flute. Kvanitam. Anukanchi kalaravaha. Followed by, and this flute was not simply, you know, plain flute. There was kanchi, there was some beat to it. For example, somebody plays a flute. So playing only flute is okay, but playing flute with a... This is his kanchi, or his ankles were giving this beat. Kanchi kalarava. So, immediately my ears were attracted. And tato vidyut valli valavita chamatkar lahi. And suddenly I saw a brilliant flash of lightning in that bluish light. Between that bluish colored light, I saw a brilliant golden flash of lightning. It is basically referring to his glowing garment. Now, okay, all your senses are captured. Why couldn't your sense of touch be captured? Because your devotees, it is Purvaraj, you are not allowed to touch him. So all other senses were captured except for the sense of touch. Because in Purva Rag, this is one thing you are not allowed to do. Even today in schools of America, if you like a particular girl or boy, you can't just go and directly touch her or touch him. Why? So pre-society, why can't you touch a girl? No, you like in school. Why can't you touch him? You can't touch her because there are social restrictions. You will be called a pervert. That's what they call people. You go around touching other people without their permission. Yes? So, so this same fear exists in all societies. Please don't think that this fear is there only within traditional Indian society. No. This fear exists in all societies. In all human societies, this barrier exists. Traditionally, the barrier was much greater than what it is today. But coming back to the verse, then suddenly I saw a brilliant flash of lightning, chamatkar lahari taranga. And immediately there was chamatkar lahari taranga. There was a wave of magical feeling within my heart. Lavanyam tad anu sahaje. I saw the entire beauty at once. First I was seeing them separately. I was perceiving them separately because I was at a distance. First I saw a bluish colored lightning, I walked closer. Then I got some fragrance, I walked even closer. Then I heard the flute and I came even closer. Then I heard there was a soft beat and I came even closer and I immediately saw there was a brilliant flash of lightning and I got the entire vision of this person in front of me. Lavanya, the full taste of beauty I got. Tadanu, and immediately after that, Sahaj Anand Udaga, there was immediate spontaneous joy within my heart. I don't know what happened to me. You see, different animals are captured using different senses in the material world.
Yeah.
The elephant is captured, by placing a she elephant in front, by sight is captured. Some are captured by taste, like the fish is captured by taste. Some are captured by sound. But all the senses are compared in the material world, all senses are compared to different animals who are captured by the hunter of time. But when it comes to the spiritual world, Lord Krishna is the most expert hunter. He captures all the senses of all the living entities. Therefore, he is known as Rishikesh. He who is the Ishwar or the controller of all the senses. And he is the one who is truly worthy of capturing all senses at once. Because no hunter can expertly catch all the senses at the same time. It is only our dear Lord Rishikesh who has managed to capture all the senses of Srimati Radharani. And after capturing her, he has put her in great bliss. Usually hunters put the prey in immense distress. Our captured prey has been put in immense bliss after the hunter has caught her. Dear devotees, this is the hidden indication behind the verse. Sometimes the verse doesn't convey the exact indication. You have to go a little deeper and try to realize what is the imagery being conveyed by the author. So, dear devotees, it's already 12 o'clock and the auspicious appearance time is already here. So I don't want to speak now so much on separation. I would like to conclude by speaking one verse on union also. Because after separation, at the end of the day we want to see union. No matter how much we glorify separation, at the end of the day we want to see Radha and Krishna together on the altar. We don't say that, because Radharani is experiencing separation, so let's keep her today alone on the altar. Prabhupada would be very angry with us. At the end of the day, we want to see both of them in union. That is the mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, amongst all situations of union, there was one situation which was very unique, which is when Lord Krishna picked up the Govardhan Hill.
Mm.
Why this situation was unique is because
Although Srimati Radharani and Krishna were hesitant to talk to each other when they were in Purvarat, but during the Govardhan pastime, everybody was forced to look at Krishna and nobody objected. Very good opportunity. This reminds me of the very first airplane ride that I took in my life. As a devotee, I took an airplane ride from Mumbai to Delhi because I had to go for some seva. So when I took the plane ride, I was very excited because, you know, for the first time in my life, I am sitting in an airplane. But I was in a very strict in my vows. I will not look at the girl, you know, who is making the announcements. Right? So this was my determination because there is a general rule. Air hostesses have to be good looking girls. That is what, you know, is the general looking, the general rule in the aviation industry. At least in India, that was the norm. So I was also determined. I will not look. You make the announcement, no matter what happens, I will not look at it. So I was sitting there and she was making the announcement, you know, passengers please note carefully, all of you please pay attention here. This aircraft is fitted with all safety equipment for various purposes. Please tighten your seat belt. In order to open the seat belt, just open the flap and loosen it out. And I am looking somewhere else. And suddenly she shouted, "Sir, hello sir, please look here at me." I said, for the first time in my life, some girl is demanding. A beautiful girl is demanding that I should look at her. You know, this is a unique position which I was put into my life. So, because it's a rule that people should pay attention to, you know. At least the Indian Air Authority had made a rule, everybody should listen carefully. People are dozing off in the airplane, not listening to the announcement. So she said to me, "Sir, please look here." So I said, "All right." In my mind, I said, "Okay, Mataji, I will look at it." So, something similar happened during Govardhan Lila. Our Lord Krishna was the person who had lifted the Govardhan hill on his hands. And everybody was looking at him, carefree. No, nobody will ask, why are you gazing, why are you staring at Krishna? And nobody will ask Krishna also, why are you staring at the gopis? No, nobody will ask. This Govardhan Lila pastime is a very special pastime because it's the first event when after Purvarag they are able to freely look at each other. So, after Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, some days later when Krishna and Srimati Radharani got to know each other very well, and that time Srimati Radharani played a joke upon Krishna. So this verse is from Krishna Karanamritam, but it's a verse where Radharani plays a joke on Krishna. So let's see what it says. This is in the meter Shardul Vikriditam, which is the same meter as Shad Goswami Ashtakam. So dear devotees, kindly repeat along with me. पूर्व्यां कोऽपि महीधरो लघुतरो दोर्यां धृतौ लीलया तेन त्वं दिदिभूतरे च सततं गोवर्धरो धारक त्वां त्रैलोक्यधरं वहामि हृदि मे नैवात्र तद्गण्यते किं वा केशवभाषणेन बहुधा Punyayashobhyate. Radharani is saying to Krishna, Urvyam, in an open field, Kopi Mahidharo, there was one hill, Laghutaro, it was not such a big hill, it was a small hill. Dorbhyam Grito, you picked it up using your hand, Leelaya, as if, you know, you're just simply playing around it. He playfully lifted it up. It was not such a big hill. Kailash, not like Himalayas. It was a small hill, you know, not such a big hill. You know, a small hill, you play moon, you spread it out in an open field. Tena swam, and by that act, Divi Bhutale. Divi means in heaven, and Bhutale means on earth also. In both these places, Satatam Govardhan Udharaka. You became renowned as Govardhan Dhari, Giridhari.
Mm-hmm.
Just by lifting a small hill. Try to understand, Ravan was one person who tried to lift Kailash Mountain, you know. And Ravan never became famous as Kailash Dhari. But this Lord Krishna gives a small hill, Govardhan. We all have seen how big Govardhan is. You can easily scale. Anybody can scale Govardhan, although we don't scale it. If somebody were to scale it, one can scale it easily. What to speak of scaling the Himalayas? In Himalayas, you can die scaling, you know. But Ravan tried to lift Himalayas, but his name is not famous. And you try to lift this small hillock, you know, Govardhan, and you become famous as Giridhari throughout the world, you know. And then she says, Tvam Trailokya Dharam, you are actually the bearer of all the three worlds, as Anantashesh. Vahami Hridime, but I am bearing you within my heart. Is it a fact or not? You may be bearing Govardhan, but I bear you within my heart. Tell me, is it correct or not? Krishna, you can't deny. But Naivatra Sadganyate, nobody recognizes this fact. Is it true or not? Huh? You are known as Giridhari. So I should be known as Giridhari Dharini. Huh? Where is my fame as Giridhari Dharini? So my fame is not there as Giridhari Dharini. Naivatra Sadganyate. Nobody counts this great effort of, you know, holding you within my heart. Kimva Keshava Bhashanena. Keshav, what is the use of speaking big big philosophy? Bahuda punya yasho labhyate. Actually, fame is obtained only by pious activities which you have performed. You know, indirectly she is saying, you performed all these pious activities of saving the Vrajvasi, this and that. But I lost all my piety because I fell in love with somebody who was not my husband. So I lost all my piety. Keshav, you have all the good fortune and fame in this world. But in love for you, I lost all my good fortune and fame. This is our Srimati Radharani.
Mm-hmm.
So, today, dear devotees, we were able to relish a few things from her. So, I hope that all of you were able to relish along with me. And we will pause here today and we will give some time for question and answers, and I'm also sure all of us have to complete our vow of Radhashtami. We call it breaking fast, but in English, breaking is not the exact term because we don't break our fast. The technical term in Sanskrit is parana, completing the fast. We never break our fast, we complete our fast. But because common usage is breaking fast, in English it's a breaking fast, so we say we break our fast. But ideally we will complete our fast, and our day has been successful because we heard about Srimati Radharani from the expert writings of the previous acharya. Thank you, dear devotees. And I hope that these meditations stay with you throughout your life and the day. Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I don't have any questions, but I just want to say, Trent, we were transported completely. Thank you so much for this wonderful, little vision into the heart of Srimati Radharani. And before, when we began doing some the Rupa Goswami, so Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, you were saying that the best way we should purchase these pictures that you have drawn, and so I don't even have words. It's just the way that you describe that whole mood of Srimati Radharani. It's beautiful, and I will definitely make it a point to purchase or / memorize these padyalu so that I can again feel that mood of Radharani, as you said, as a sadhaka. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Prabhu, I did have one question.
Yes.
In the Vasanta Tilakam Sarvavidya, the one about Indiva Rodara, that verse,
yes.
Can you explain again the two different versions you were saying about Jagad Anangamayam and Jagada Angamayam or something? Can you explain those? I kind of lost that. One was it about Cupid?
Yes.
He makes the entire
yes.
world full of Cupid, and then you said something about his limbs.
Yes, so... your question is about verse number 159, which we discussed from Sri Sarva Vidya Vinod. And
yes.
this question, this verse we were discussing Purva Rag of Srimati Radharani, in which she is asking, Koyam Yuva, who is this youth, who is this boy? Jagat Anangamayam Karoti, who is making the world full of Ananga. Full of Ananga means full of Cupid. This is the
yes.
first and direct meaning of the verse.
Yes.
Now I said there is a hidden meaning also that he himself has a Anga. He has a body, spiritual body, but he is making the entire world Ananga or without a body. Because by listening to his qualities and pastimes, all of us lose our material bodies. We lose our Anga, our material bodies, and we become un-Anga, or we become liberated from material bodies. So who is this boy, by hearing of whose Anga, the entire world is becoming un-Anga? or by hearing of whose spiritual body, the entire material world is becoming free of their material bodies. So this is the second hidden meaning within the verse.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful class. And as you said, please pray for all of us that we would memorize, like, you know, keep in our heart this kind of vision of, you know, Srimati Radharani and Krishna, especially Krishna holding the flute and dancing with his eyebrows, those kind of vision, and leave our bodies. Such a nice thing, Prabhu, on the auspicious day. Hope this comes true in all our lives. Thank you, Prabhu, for such a beautiful class and making such a nice pictures in our heart so that we can, you know, live with that vision in our heart and leave our body. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept me. Dhanavad Pranam. The Prabhupada Ki Jai. It was such a nice, yes. wonderful class, Prabhuji. As Mataji told, we are transported to the Transcendental Association of this Radharani, and we had pastimes. And your nice explanation and the pictures you have shared, the flowers, the significance, it's so, so wonderful. And I got to know more about Radharani Prabhuji at this auspicious day of the
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Anybody has any questions for Prabhuji?
No question, but it's very, very wonderful nectar class. Very
thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Krishna.
Thank you. No questions means either everybody understood everything or nobody understood nothing.
No, but it's relishing. So when we hear, it's so much... just makes us, I don't know how to explain it, but so that's what it is.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimati Radharani Avirbhav Tithi Mahamahotsav Ki Jai.
Jai
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Now, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your enlightening class and coming on this auspicious day of Radhashtami and giving your such a wonderful presence, Prabhuji, and making us all transport to the Radharani. And in future also, we would look forward for your sessions, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. With this note, I would pay the obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya krupa sindho bhyayeva patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavyo namo Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Hari Parshad Prabhuji ki jai, Radhashtami ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Koti Koti.